updated monitoring data is recommended for a term of the license if issued. Issue number three, sewage treatment and management. During my operation, treated sewage will be discharged to a fissureless lake, namely the Teardrop Lake. The lake will be built up in depth with insulation of impervious walls to serve as a stormwater management pond. AEN has stated that sewage treatment system will be installed and that the effluent discharge will meet the guidelines for the discharge of treated municipal wastewater in the Northwest Territories. AEM also is committed to monitor the quality of the treated sewage effluent prior to the discharge. And this commitment should form a term of the license if it's issued. However, upon my closure, it is unclear whether or not AEM plans to restore the water quality of the Teardrop Lake to appropriate standards. GNDOE recommends that AEM restores the lake water to appropriate standards upon closure. And this recommendation is recommended to form a term of the license. Issue number four, landfill and land farm design, construction, and as-built drawings. There are two landfills and a land farm proposed for the Meadowbank project. AEM indicated final construction drawing for this facility will be based on final design drawing stamped by professional engineers. To this date, AEM has submitted final design drawing stamped by professional engineer registered in the Northwest Territory for the landfill number one and the land farm. AEM further commits to provide construction drawing for review prior to construction. For the landfill number two, as it will be built upon a structure to be built during my operation, AEM proposed that the final design drawing to be submitted prior to commissioning of the landfill. GN recommends that the construction drawing for the landfill number two should also be submitted prior to construction. And finally, GNDOE further recommends that as-built drawings for both landfills and the land farm are submitted. And the above commitment and recommendation are recommended to form a term of the license if issued. Issue number five is related to landfill management. AEM has outlined a list of material to be landfill, including asbestos, white goods such as refrigerators and light bulbs, such as fluorescent lamp tubes. However, AEM did not provide detailed landfilling procedures for these items. This concern was raised by GNDOE in our previous technical submission. And in response to our concern, AEM proposed to handle and segregate and management these above mentioned wastes according to the relevant federal and territorial guidelines. GNDOE is satisfied with this commitment and recommends this commitment forms a term of the license if issued. Issue number six is related to remediation guideline for hydrocarbon contaminated soil. For remediation of hydrocarbon contaminated soil, AEM is committed to comply with both the CCME Canada-wide standards and the relevant GNDOE guidelines. Additionally, AEM is committed to measure appropriate parameters during the remediation process. GNDOE is satisfied with AEM's commitment discussed above and recommend this commitment form a term of the license if issued. Issue number seven is related to acid rock drainage and metal leaching. AEN has developed sampling and management plans for potentially acid-generating or PAC material to mitigate the potential for acid drainage and metal leaching. Additionally, AEM has developed a water quality and flow monitoring plan to track changes in drainage chemistry. In the GNDOE previous technical submission, we raised a concern about how changing ARD test method during re-evaluation of ARD and metal leaching may affect rock characterization and volume calculation of waste rock. The difference in test result may affect overall plans for management of waste rock. AEN concur with GNDOE's and responded that all additional test results collected in the future will be used to verify the current information. Additionally, GNDOE previously identified a concern about insufficient testing for ARD and metal leaching potential for materials along the all-weather road, such as the material at the quarry site. AEN responded that they will be surveying rock quality and drainage chemistry at each quarry site over the summer of 2008 in order to finalize quarry closure plans. GNDOE recommends these commitments discussed above for a term of license if issued. Issue number 8, related to metal leaching. In the GNDOE technical submission, we identified the lack of correlation between total metal concentration and metal leaching rate for waste rock. Without this correlation, it is difficult to understand metal leaching potential of non-potentially acid-generating materials, which are to be used for construction and capping materials. AEM responded that they will continue to conduct total metal analysis and shake flask extraction tests. AEM is also committed to continue operating humidity cells and large field cells to better understand metal leaching potential and leaching rate for both non-PAC and PAC materials. GNDOE recommends this commitment by AEM forms a tenant of the license if issued. Issue number 9 is related to land farm management and contingency planning. Soil contaminated by spill is to be treated in an on-site land farm and remediated to appropriate standards. In a case where there are large spills and the land farm cannot accommodate, AEM proposed to temporarily store the contaminated spill material at the tank farm, burn area, or construct a second land farm to accommodate the spill materials. However, details related to these contingency measures have not provided for review. Note that AEM is committed to initiate planning to these contingency measures. Therefore, we GNDOE recommends AEM's commitment to initiate planning for these contingency measures should form a tenant license. Issue number 11 is related to spill contingency planning. GNDOE believes the spill contingency planning submitted by AEM is generally satisfactory. AEM is committed to revise the spill plan yearly as a minimum and as needed. And this commitment by AEM should form a tenant license if issued. However, in our previous technical submission, we noted some areas in the spill plan that could be improved. AEM in a technical meeting indicated their willingness to incorporate our comments and improve the plan. However, this commitment has not been noted in the AEM's written response on March 7, 2008. GNDOE therefore recommends AEM incorporates GNDOE's comments and they revise the when they revise their spill contingent